Welcome to today's Rensselaer Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Fred Kugler with Dollars for Scholars joins us on today's program and gives us the very latest with Pella Dollars for Scholars.
Well, Fred, it is a busy time of year for high school seniors, both at Pella and Pella Christian High School, and really throughout the area, as many of them get ready for post-secondary education, whether that be community college or a four-year school. And obviously, there's a lot of scholarships out there to be had for kids. And this year, there are plenty of new ones. I know we talked back on the other side in 2014 about the application process, but talk about the scholarships this year. There are plenty available for local students.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate this year, Andrew, in our fundraising efforts. And I don't have an exact count for you for the whole fall and winter, but I suspect we've probably added somewhere around 25, 26 new scholarships since the fall, and 19 actually of those have come since November the 15th. So there are plenty of offerings for students. We're finding a really good response in the form of applications this year. I think there are 216 graduating students between both of the high schools here in Pella, and I think 87% of them have already completed applications and been matched to scholarships, and we've got several more applications in the process. So we feel really good about what's happened as a result of our student orientations and our student and parent help nights, where we actually sat down one-on-one with both students and parents and helped them understand better what that application process was like and actually worked through it online with them. So things are rolling right along, and students are busy in the process.
And you guys have been busy, too, at a pair of Pella Pella Christian basketball games, one of your annual traditions at the Soup Supper. What was some of the response you saw? It was a free will offering, so it's not like you're charging for admission, but what was the response you saw at both high school games? And it seemed like people have a good time when they're over there next to Rotary and Dollars for Scholars.
Yeah, it's always a really a fun time for us, and I think more important than the money we raise is the contact that we're able to have with both students and parents and the community at large in that event. I mean, we're always out in numbers. We've got 16 adult members on our board plus four student liaisons, and typically we're well represented at those events. We've got 10 or 12 of our folks there, and they have the opportunity to interact with a lot of people that are coming through those soup suppers. And the enthusiasm has been there for Dollars for Scholars, and we feel really good about that. The community continues to be supportive of those events, and they're just good things for us from a couple of perspectives. Number one being the contact with the community, and of course the other is the opportunity to raise a little bit of money for our cause.
Talk about the deadline that's coming up, and then what's the process after that deadline, too, for parents in terms of contact and in terms of kids and what kind of information they'll be getting leading up to the two nights coming up in May.
Well, there's plenty of time remaining to apply for scholarships. The application period doesn't close until March the 10th. So for parents there who are wondering what their students are doing, and for students, if you've not yet applied, it's time to visit that website, get online. If you need help with that, you can contact us. You can go to our website, pella.dollarsforscholars.org, and go to the student and parents page or to the contact page if you're having a problem, and shoot us an email, and we can get with you and help you with that process. After the application process closes, it's really final. So March 10th is the date, and what we do at that point is we go through and make sure that we don't have applicants that have fallen through the cracks for very obvious reasons. Maybe it's just a matter of they didn't push an appropriate button somewhere in the sequencing of the application process, and for those folks, we'll follow up via email and make sure that they've got everything in order and their intentions are good. Sometimes we'll let them backtrack and finish that application process, but most generally it's done on March 10th. But again, we do go back through and make sure that we've got nothing that falls through the cracks and everything is complete. Then from there, actually, we rest for a couple of weeks. And on April 1st, we begin our award selection process. Our award selection committee will be getting together and actually now reviewing scholarship applications and so forth, and looking at scholarships that students have matched for, and then getting the right people in the right places. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate appreciate everything the KNIA, KRLS does for us in terms of publicizing our cause. It's generous of you to do that. And on behalf of our board of directors, I want to thank everybody in the community who's a part of this process, particularly students and parents, for getting involved with us. And I would be very remiss if I didn't thank our many, many generous donors. It's with the efforts and the contributions of people like you that organizations like Dollars for Scholars and Pella are available to do the things that we do. And we appreciate it very much.
That concludes today's Rensselaer Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA and KRLS.